Now, for those of you who don't know, the Freedom Convoy is going worldwide, and there's another one coming up here in the U.S. Go to defeatthemandatesdc.com if you want to know what's going on here. The next march is going to be in Southern California. Apparently, they're doing the change the date thing.
Yeah.
Because when we first looked at this, it said March 5th.
Well, I do the same thing when they tell me to plan the international men's conferences.
Yeah.
They give me a range of dates. We pick the date we're going to use, and then we announce it's another weekend at a different location. And then as it approaches, boom.
Boom. Yep. So join up on the site. Make sure that you sign up for notifications and whatnot, because we're winning. And that's why they hate us so much. That's why the propaganda's coming fast and fierce. And Trudeau, is doubling down on stupid.
Yeah, you mean Castro?
Yeah, Justin Castration.
Gotcha.
He keeps f***ing around and turning his people against him. That's exactly what's going to happen to him.
Didn't I predict he was going to double down a couple weeks ago?
Yep. But, they're not telling you that this is worldwide.
You're not picking this up anywhere else.
Here it is right here. This is Canberra. This is Australia. This isn't a convoy per se, but you can see here thousands upon thousands of people clogging the streets. Nobody's getting through these people. This is fantastic in Australia.
That is not a small minority.
No. And despite having some of the most minuscule case totals on the entire planet, Australia is still going full Reich with their bullshit. So this was inevitable. So please keep up fighting the good fight. Israel now has their own freedom convoy, blocking main highways in protest of COVID measures. You can see here they're even painting the Canadian flag on the Israel flag in solidarity with Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Love this. Keep it going, guys. And, you know, spread these around. Like I said, after the stream, all of these links are on redonkulous.com. You can share them out. Make sure people know this is not a fringe movement. This is not an isolated incident. This is a worldwide movement. Why do you think D.C. is ending its mandates? It's not because it's the right thing to do. It's because Joe Biden is the most unpopular sack of shit president we've had in decades.
I don't think we've ever had one with a lower...
We especially haven't had one go from 81 million scoops of ice cream to sub 40% approval in only a year.
Yeah, you're correct.
The last thing that he and the Democrats can afford is a freedom convoy in Washington, D.C.
They should go there anyway.
They should.
Yeah, f*** it.
The only reason that they're like, there's a lot of provinces in Canada that are pulling their mandates. You know what's going to happen? A lot of them are going to try to reinstitute them after they break this up. Don't let them do it.
I'm going to make another prediction about Canada. We've got Castro doing his thing. And I can see Canada breaking up because there's already provinces that don't want to be part of Canada.
Yeah.
I can see Canada breaking up over this.
Hey, maybe they can join us.
I don't have a problem with that as long as they pay their own bills. And
hey, then you wouldn't have to invade them to take their beer anymore.
Yeah, just bring the beer with them.
Yeah. It's a win for everyone.
Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Because
I'm a lazy American. bring that vagina over here. That's my drunk Canadian accent.
Stop.
Oh, God. God, no.
I had to mess with you.
Stop it, man.
I know. Fan IM wants us to know he is from Canberra, Australia.
All right.
If you've seen any of this firsthand, please send us some videos to the email address. We'd love to see them.
Yeah.
Now, where else is this going on? Brussels.
Uh-huh.
Jean-Claude Van Damme's homeland.
Yeah.
Check it out.
He's an asshole.
I know he's an asshole, but he does make some pretty good movies.
Mm-mm. Not anymore.
Well, not anymore.
But. No, like his first six or seven videos when he was younger were pretty good.
Well, his last great movie was JCVD, where he played himself.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal f***ing performance, actually doing a film in his native language for a change.
Mm.
Absolutely great. The only problem with that movie is that the director apparently went to the Zack Snyder School of Visualization and Design, and he got so up his own ass with the color grade on that movie that I'm like, what the f*** am I even looking at?
See,
way to take a potentially great movie and downgrade it to a good movie just because you crawl up your own ass as a visual stylist.
Okay. All right.
So, Brussels. And then, of course, where it all began... Kanakistan. Oh, yeah. Ontario police is now just randomly going around to the homes of people who happen to be participants in certain Facebook groups.
Correct.
In other words, we're the Gestapo. Where's your papers? Let's check it out.
Yeah, this is incredibly
infuriating. Corey, since you're at my home, can I just get your name and your badge number, please?
I have a card here.
Okay.
It's Erica Ingram.
I'm so sorry.
And this is just some information about peaceful protests. That's all it is.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so you saw something on my Facebook?
No, on the Facebook group.
Okay. And decided to come to my personal residence to give me information about peaceful protest?
Yes.
Okay, so are the...
Yeah, because the Canadian government has decided that an actually peaceful protest is actually right-wing extremism.
This is off topic, but you notice this is a female officer doing this?
Yes.
Because typically, you send female officers...
Oh, she identifies as female. Well,
I'm just saying, you send female officers for stuff like this because people who are rational people, who... don't really want to do bad shit, are less likely to do bad shit when a female police officer.
When it's a chica.
Yeah, when it's a chick. And unless the female shows up and there's already active violence, then you literally watch them just mop the floor with this female officer's hair. I mean, they just get blown out of the water.
Hey, Dina.
Peterborough Police. No, you're with OPP. Are you guys now monitoring people's Facebook pages or Facebook groups to who comments as to what their
God damn it, this is scary shit.
Status updates are or what they're doing or within the group?
Just
like,
because of the protests happening province-wide, yes, we have been monitoring the protests.
Okay.
So there's a protest coming up. I'm simply providing you with information about a peaceful protest, and now I'm leaving.
Yeah, the Freedom Convoy is a peaceful protest. Now, the BLM protests that Trudeau says were totally fine, where people, you know, burned, looted, and murdered, those were not.
I don't recall cities being burned down in Canada.
Oh, there was still some shit there.
I mean, I'm sure there was some shit, but it wasn't.
There was some shit over in Europe.
Yeah.
They were burning, looting, and murdering in Europe. Nothing happened there. Leftists just love a chance to get violent.
And free sh**.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the Ontario Provincial Police are watching what people are doing on Facebook in different groups, whether or not they're commenting, participating, liking, and you guys are now doing service calls to give people information about peaceful protest.
It's just a busted measure to make sure you
They're coming off as this is civility, but really it's intimidation.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is. I know where you are.
Mean, yeah.
I know what you're doing, and I know where you live.
I mean, this is when, you know, like the Bond villain, you know, like parades, you know, the businessman that he's trying to strike a deal with through his lair, and he just happens to stroll by the area that shows where all the nuclear weapons are targeted, and one of them is at his daughter's school. Oh, you don't have to worry about that. That's just fine. As long as we're okay, we're on the level here, and we're buddies, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that as long as you do what I tell you to do.
Stay out of the way. Don't be a problem. Comply.
That's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen.
Comply.
Comply.
Fuck off.
No one has ever complied their way out of tyranny.
No, never.
Never, ever.
Oh, yeah. This is one of my favorite ones.
This guy here, he knows what's up.
Okay. Now, first of all, I had a hard time with this because this guy's got a full crazy beard and he's wearing a uniform. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you're allowed to have beards like that in the Canadian military. Oh, but in the American military, you shouldn't have facial hair like that because you can't put your NBC mask on. It doesn't.
Just going to make sure I like this guy's video.
Yep.
As always, sources on redonkulous.com after the stream. We're not going to play the whole video, but we will play a portion of it. Enjoy.
Good day, folks. My name is Major Steven Chlodowski. I have served Canada in the Canadian Armed Forces for 20 plus years. I hold a first class honors degree in political science, and I have held several Army command positions. I have an urgent message for all Canadians. For nearly 2 years, our own elected government officials have been using the bullying tactics of fear, intimidation, coercion, and financial and physical violence against us to gain compliance for certain repeated medical procedures. We tell our children that bullying is wrong. We know it to be so. Yet we allow our leaders to do this to us. They have knowingly and repeatedly violated the highest laws of the land in the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, as well as other signed international human rights agreements. Canadians have been lulled into believing that the same government who suppresses your freedoms in the name of safety will one day just reward you back with your freedoms if you just comply to ever-changing rules and health orders. That, folks, is the very definition of tyranny, not democracy. Humans are inherently free. Kings and queens and government cronies can't give you your basic human rights. They are naturally yours.
Unless you give them up.
Yes.
In the name of safety and security. And as soon as you do, you deserve neither.
All right, so in the beginning, when he talked about the financial and coercion stuff,
yeah,
it just dawned on me that the leftists are using the Duluth model to basically dominate everyone and bully them into submission.
Yeah, no evidence necessary.
No.
Just accusation.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, this is the part where shit gets dicey. But they're only doing this because we're winning. So don't give up. Okay, police in Canada and France have deployed snipers and tear gas against freedom convoys. A little extreme considering the fact that Alec Baldwin has killed more people than all of these protests combined.
It's f***ing nuts, man.
And yet, we're being told nonstop propaganda 24/7, 365 that the people who are campaigning and up there protesting in favor of freedom are the extremists. No. You want to know who the extremists are? The government.
Mm-hmm.
Pro-government shills. Leftoids. I don't see people parking their trucks in the street and honking their horns to ensure that I am not subjected to medical tyranny. I don't see that as extremism. I see teaching revisionist history and Marxism in schools as extremism. I see teaching gender identity to preschoolers as extremism. I see putting children on puberty blockers as extremism.
And punishing the parents for not allowing
it. Yes. I see people having their jobs, their livelihoods, their very existence threatened by a fusion of government and big pharmaceutical corporations in the name of profit. That is fucking extremism. And if you haven't woken up to this yet after 2 years, you're the problem, and you should probably just stay the fuck home, which is what you're trying to encourage the rest of us to do.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.